And you can boil that in water, put in cold water, and take a teaspoon, just a level, not a heaping spoon, sprinkle a little sugar in it, and put it on the stove and boil it, and it'll take that salt out of it. Ice potato do it. You can cook something and get too much salt in it. If it's got liquor in it, you can peel your ice potato and cut it and drop it in there. It'll take up that salt. Oh, it's a trick in cooking. You have to, so many things. I have to know to go out to be a professional cook.
There must be a lot of things.
Oh, it is.
Well, when you cut, like you had a hog, what do you call the part between the shoulder and the ham?
A hog? Well, this would be the shoulder. And see, this hip down here, that's what you call for ham, you see.
What do you call the part in between?
This is the sidings in here. You see, it'd be ribs in it, just like in a chicken. Mm-hmm. That's what you call the sidings. Then you take that off both sides. There you got the backbone to it there.
Well, you said that salt bacon, you know, that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Do you buy it thin, sliced thin? You call that still call it salt bacon when you buy it?
Good one, it's got salt in it, sure. Mm-hmm.
And what about if you buy a whole piece and slice it yourself?
It's got salt. Now you can guess what you call sugar cube. It's not salt, but sugar-killed bacon is kind of sweet. You have to mind how you cook it. Don't you burn it up, you get your skillet too hot.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, before you had Frigidaire there, how did you keep, I mean, I guess if you kept your meat too long, it would go bad, wouldn't it?
No, we had them. We used to raise our meat for every fall of the year, we'd raise it. Day or two before Christmas Eve, we'd kill a hog. Probably 3 weeks before then, we'd kill a hog and put that down in salt. And when my stepfather would do it, he would take, like here, it's a knuckle on there. He'd take that off of there and just bury that. Just get him a handful of salt and bed right in there, and that salt goes through that meat. He would buy salt for 25 pounds to put on his meat and put it down. Well, we'd keep it down there about 3 weeks, then we'd take it up and shake the salt off it. Then my mother would have a big wash pot. We'd carry it and dip it down in there. Dip it up and down in there, washing that salt off it. Then they take it, lay it out, and well, the house was small we was in. And they'd take one condom, they'd put slow, hang that meat up, put a piece of catch cattle condom in there, and hang it up. And put a slow fall on it out of oak chips.
In your house?
That was the cure to meat to save it.
Where'd you build the fire?
On a